Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hello, podders. Ben Shires here, and I think I speak for everyone when I say TGIF. WTDWIE. Yep, thank God it's Friday with the Dave Weekly in Edinburgh. It's the acronym that just rolls off the tongue before thudding tediously to the ground. In today's episode, we're joined by the French horniest man at the fringe, Alex Horn, doing his best impression of a cream cracker by being both incredibly dry but still ultimately satisfying. We've also got Ellis James proving that having your first name and surname the wrong way around should not prove a barrier to success, and James Acaster, who is not on casters at all but actually ambulates using human legs. It's all very confusing. Enjoy! Alex Horn, welcome back to what marks your third appearance on the Dave Weekly.
Is it my third? Do I get something?
The pride and the satisfaction and the euphoria of a Dave hat trick.
But do I get, you know, anything physical?
There's nothing tangible. No. I know. And it's with that exasperation that I like to start every interview. You rightly mentioned as well, the very first time that we spoke was in this hotel in a room not far away from here.
Mm.
And we'd like to provide you with familiar surrounds.
No, it was my favourite memory from last year.
Yeah, of interview. All the myriad of things that must have happened in Edinburgh.
Yeah, actually my favourite memory of the year, really, so far.
Yeah.
Of 2011 so far.
Yeah. I mean, there could be a late challenger.
Yeah.
But how does it feel to be back up here again? I mean, I don't mean specifically the hotel. I'm not going to limit you to that.
I feel a bit... I'm looking for an accordion. I was saying this to Joel earlier.
Producer Joel. Well known for his accordion sourcing.
Absolutely useless. Didn't suggest anything.
No, nothing.
Yeah. So I'm a bit preoccupied with this accordion in my head. One more in my hand. So do you have an accordion? This is the main point.
No. Okay. I mean, I think this interview is going to be a real damp squib.
I'll keep asking.
Yeah. I mean, it might turn up. We don't know.
Yeah.
Room service are very good here. I asked for an iron gone 11 last night and I got it.
Almost tempting to just call them now and say, can we get an accordion sent up to room?
Yeah, I think we've got that, sir. I read in an interview with you, you said one of your most embarrassing moments was wearing a kilt to your dad's birthday party.
Yeah. I'm
what
just
happened
sort of
there?
Socially. No, nothing. I was just sort of in retrospect. I don't think you should wear a kilt unless you're properly Scottish.
What, are you a quarter Scottish?
I am a quarter Scottish.
Which quarter?
Yeah. My dad's mum
right.
is Scottish. So my dad's half Scottish, so I'm a quarter Scottish.
And it keeps Scottish. Sort of being diluted down.
Yeah,
your
although my new children are half Irish.
Whoa.
Because my wife's Irish. So they're only 3/8 English now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they're less English than they are anything else.
It all gets very complicated for international eligibility in sports, doesn't it?
I know, and also, actually one of them, the second one, came out French.
Oh,
from nowhere, just
that's
completely
that's
French.
A quirk. Yeah. That's the stork getting his admin mixed up.
Yeah, I know what's gone. It just came out. It's called Pierre.
Oh.
It's just entirely French.
He's got an insouciance to his attitude, which is out of step with the rest of the Horns.
It's amazing. He lives in Normandy.
Sends a postcard every now and again. Oh, no, well, it's nice. It's nice to have a bit of diversity in the family.
Yeah, speaks French as well. So he speaks one language.
Great for duty free, though. I imagine he's very good to sort of supply that.
Yeah. I hate the French. Right then.
Well, you, I mean, is it fine to hate your own son then?
No, I don't really hate him. I don't think I hate, who do I hate? There's someone I hate. I hate James McAvoy at the moment.
Oh, do
you? That's entirely irrational. I was thinking about it the other day.
Any reason for that? I've been jealous of him before.
Yeah, maybe that's what spawned it. Mm. But I think, like, I looked him up on Wikipedia to dig some dirt up on him just to justify my hatred. And he seemed really lovely.
Oh, but that's even worse. I've got a friend who's going out with a doctor who's really tall and good-looking and did missionary work in Africa for, like, 18 months.
What's he hiding?
I know, exactly. What a horrible man.
Yeah.
Like, he must have an agenda.
Oh, I hate him.
Yeah.
Well. What's
already,
his name?
He's Peter, called Sam.
Or Sam, yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those names as well, isn't it? You, obviously a Sam.
Hard to get through Sam without being sick, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It makes me
What's
nauseous
his surname?
To think about, well. but yeah, it's we don't need to go that far.
Jenkins, something like that?
Yeah, it'll be something like that. Yeah, one of those very teeth-grittingly awful. I think anyone that highlights my own inadequacies, someone that I hate even more. Always the message, have ugly friends. Just have ugly, underachieving friends.
Yeah, that's the basis of the horn section, really.
I mean, you can base a whole Edinburgh show around it. I think that's proven. You're also doing something with your acquaintance, Tim Key.
Yeah, it's been downgraded from acquaintance now. It's I think it's colleague. Well, also former colleague.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, it's always crucial to get the terminology right, isn't it? You don't want anyone getting too big for the boots.
No. Yeah, former associate.
Mm.
So, yeah, we're doing a one-off show, but we have a few regrets about that because it's sold out, which I'm not... Thanks to him, I think, because he's all sort of successful and funny and everything.
Wow.
So it's sold out. But we didn't save any tickets aside, so there's no... I think no one press-wise can get in.
Wow.
No one from my agency can come in. I've got an agency, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. None of my friends can get in, more importantly. So... we're dreading it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one's going to write about it afterwards. So.
No, exactly. And also, it's like 100 people or something, but it'll be the 100 most manic people, you know, people who are sort of desperate for a ticket to see Tim.
Oh. God, your worst kind of person, I imagine.
So we're dreading that.
But yeah. Also, well, don't bother. Don't bother trying to get
it'll
a
be
ticket
excellent.
Or come in,
no, it's going to be good. No, we wish we'd sort of kept back some tickets for us as well. I want to watch it.
Yeah.
We haven't got seats.
I know, that's a disappointment, isn't it?
No, it's great it's sold out. We might do it again, but it's going to be good. We're going to interview people in a variety of styles, a bit like this.
Mm.
It would be like this, really. Yeah. We might wash someone's hair whilst chatting.
I mean, obviously, I'd have to draw the line there because my hair's specially
I'd love to
sculpted.
Wash your hair. Is it just one piece? It looks like it's one piece.
It just lifts off. Yeah, it is able to be. Yeah,
just peel it off.
Very much what you would call a hairpiece.
What do you do? What's the sort of routine in the morning? I mean, we'll get back onto the show in a minute.
Yeah, it firstly requires about 45 minutes of just G-ing myself up.
Yeah. Just talking to yourself.
Yeah, obviously.
Harsh words with yourself.
Yeah. You don't get a hair like this. I mean, It's just a hair. You don't get a hair like this without being in the zone for it.
Mm.
And then you just have to attack it, really.
Yeah, okay.
You have to come at it from a
Every
surprising
angle.
Angle.
Oh, a surprising angle.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how I get the side parting.
Yeah.
So it could change any day. Never does. I like to double bluff it all the time.
I mean, I don't like it.
No. I mean,
if I'm honest.
It divides opinion from hatred to absolute revulsion.
No, it's excellent. It's excellent haircut. Hairs. Hair.
Yeah. 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 And then just industrial strength product.
Right.
Yeah. I provide my own chisel for the hairdresser to get in the recesses.
It's eye-catching. Do you find people sort of looking at the hair rather than your eyes? You know how women get frustrated if men look in the wrong place?
Mm.
Do you have that?
Look at Absolutely. Me.
I'm more than that.
Yeah. Not just an object. Yeah. Just my hair. All the time.
Mm.
If I can engage people in conversation long enough, then I will accuse them of just looking at my hair.
It's wonderful.
Mm. Well, I think that's been my favourite bit of the interview. The hair bit.
Yeah, how long do we do on hair?
I think we could do more, but let's end by plugging your show and the details of it.
So, just back on the hair briefly. How often do you get it cut?
Well, you have to be quite a firm taskmaster with it. Otherwise, it will rule the roost. It will run riot. So it's 5 weeks. 5 weeks max,
wow,
really.
Wow, so it doesn't fit into the year. So it's not regular.
No,
it's not
no,
once
that's
a month
annoying
or anything.
As well,
no.
Yeah. No, it's, every 5 weeks. It would be more, but time and generally expense.
Mm.
In fact, my hairdresser doesn't like doing it, really.
No, don't blame him. So the show's at 11:15.
Mm.
in the evening at the Grand, the Pleasance Grand, which okay. I went to for the first time yesterday. It's very big.
And there's still tickets available?
I think there are tickets still. Yeah, there's four left for the run. So
do you want to be one of those four?
No, there are some left. And they're very good lineups this year. The people who are coming on with us.
Can you give us any tasters?
I can, I think. David O'Doherty and the Magnets.
Excellent.
And Deering.
Musical comedian.
Yeah. Then we've got Pappies and I don't know who's on which night, but there's Pappies and Shlomo and Hannibal Buress and Jimmy Cricket is doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. Daniel Sloss. Oh, there's all sorts of people.
Yeah.
I think I'm most excited by the Soweto Gospel Choir doing it one night.
Oh, that's amazing.
Antonio Fortiani. No, good people. Good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a real mix.
Yeah, sorry, there's a real mix of people. Should have said that. Yeah, there's a real mix.
Excellent. Well, if you want to check out that lovely
which
mix
you do.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. When you want to check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Decide when.
Yeah.
And then book tickets.
Yeah.
Fight over them.
Yeah.
Well, I think
also tickets are £3.
Is that it?
No.
No.
No, but let's leave that.
Yeah, I mean...
Because once they're there, once they're on the line, they'll probably think...
Yeah, easier just to go through the purchase then. Okay, well, I think you've been hoodwinked. I'm speaking to the listeners again.
Oh, right, another sip of my Scottish water.
I think all that remains is to say thank you,
thank
Alex
you.
Horn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shires.
Men of Great Britain, listen up. Dave's manchair has arrived. What is this manchair, we hear you cry? Well, it's an oasis of witty banter, a shelter from shopping-induced coma, which even the most fashionable of us menfolk are prone to, and an excuse to enjoy your favourite content from us, Dave. Dave's Manchair will be unleashed in 15 Burton menswear stores throughout the land, and we invite the menfolk of this fine nation to sit down, take a load off and enjoy shed loads of exclusive content from upcoming new shows, the best of Made by Dave, quizzes and highlights from this very podcast. From the sound of a horn to the sound of a James? It's Ellis James. Ellis James, welcome to the Dave Weekly.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
It's okay, you're very welcome, sir.
Oh. Oh,
a coy glance to the side.
Well, I'm quite a coy guy, coquettish.
Yeah, I saw that. But you did sashay in here with the confidence of someone who's not afraid to turn a trick or two.
Sashay? Oh, you are, what a charmer. You know, only 10 minutes, but this is, I'm going
to
quite enjoy it.
I like to come on strong and slightly rapey.
Right, in a sort of go hard or go home.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, nice.
That is my chat-up technique.
Yeah.
I don't know, this isn't a chat-up, this is all gone weird. We're two guys. We're just experimenting. This is
well, you know, I mean, I've been curious for a long time.
Well, anyway, we'll push that to one side. We'll shelve it for now.
Right.
See how we feel at the end. So, we were discussing before we went on air about your show, your Edinburgh show, and what a lovely image you've presented in your tour poster. The Ellis James that people have come to know and love, the besuited. Ellis James.
Well, for those of you who haven't seen it, I'm wearing a three-piece suit, and it doesn't really match my material, doesn't really match my personality. However, if anyone's intrigued, it's because the photo shoot was done a week after my sister got married. And I thought, I'm not going to get to wear this suit again for a very long time because it's too late for funerals, and I haven't got another wedding in the diary until December. I look very, very smart, I think.
This is a comedian who's unafraid to be edgy and thrifty at the same
time.
Well,
you know.
You have got a lovely faraway stare as well in the
poster. Yeah, you're not the first person to say that, and doubtless you won't be the last.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's called Speaking as a Mother, and I think by your own admission, that's a loose title.
It's because you're asked for your title by the Edinburgh Festival for the brochure and things months and months before any normal comedian will have written their show. So they asked me, they said, what's your title? And I said, I don't have one. And then my manager said, you need a title by 5 p.m. and it was like 4:48.
Does your mum do a lot of your Edinburgh admin?
No, she doesn't. But I find it very... I think it's quite a funny phrase because people say things like, well, speaking as a mother, I don't actually think what you're doing is right there. And you think, well, I'm putting up a tent. How is you forcing a baby out of your... I'm not going to go there, but that's nothing to do
is
with my guide
it?
Rope. Yeah.
Oh, can I have a quick look at... I'm not going to go there, please.
Yeah. That's nothing to do with my guide rope technique. So yeah, I called it that because I find it a phrase. And obviously for the listeners, they're not going to realise now that I've opened my legs as wide as they can go because for some reason I just find this really comfortable. Mm. But it does look threatening.
Well, I've just now realised the way that I'm sat is kind of mirroring.
Yeah, we're mirroring each other.
This is classic sort of getting to know each other body language.
I think the last minute of this podcast is going to be the sound of snogging.
Yeah. Does that mean the same in Welsh as it does in English? I'm worried.
What, snogging?
Yeah.
It means pretty...
Pretty, well,
pretty
thank
intimate,
you.
Pretty intimate tongue action.
Yeah. I mean, so you obviously, you're Welsh. I think people could probably deduce by your accent, but you spoke Welsh before English, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah, so...
like lots of people, like 550,000 according to the 2001 census, which are the latest figures we have to go on.
Well, I mean, it's seen a real resurgence in...
yeah, it has.
The money
in the areas that where it had died out, in sort of South East Wales in particular... there are now schools there, so you know lots of people are sending their children to Welsh medium schools. But where I grew up, it's sort of the language of the street. Well, not the street, in a sort of straight out of Compton. Straight out of Carmarthen, yeah.
It's a Welsh crime.
Yeah. But it's, you know, where I grew up, it's spoken by a majority of people anyway. But there is a reason. This has become quite a sort of earnest podcast now, isn't it?
Ooh. I like it. I had the fortune, misfortune, I don't know. You pick the word, not me. Of visiting Carmarthen, and I'm going back there next weekend. Actually,
what for?
The reason is it's to visit a friend of mine. I had a great time there, and we went out one night. We went out on the Saturday night
in town in Carmarthen.
Yeah,
did you? Where did you go?
I don't know the name of the pub, but it was really long. That's not really going to help
you. Rose and Crown? The Spread? Was there like lots of house music? And
They had a dance floor at the back of it, I seem to remember.
That's the Rose and Crown.
Yeah, it was that one then.
That was some great times.
And what happened was I was in there, and for some reason, I'm a magnet to this kind of person, but a middle-aged woman who had enjoyed herself with food over the years... came up to me and sort of, without any kind of warning or kind of giving me a chance to prepare, literally whacked her boobs out in front of me, and it had a big sort of, I imagine they started small, but they've since grown with the flesh, like paw prints, a bit like Lil' Kim going up a tattoo, if you like. It was absolutely hideous. And I almost wish I didn't go home with her now. But yeah, she was... I didn't.
Amazing.
But that was an eye-opener in more ways. An eye-opener and a leg closer.
Wow. Do you know her name?
Yeah. She was... what, you don't know her? And from that description...
that is... God. People... You know, I've got no problem with people enjoying themselves. But do you have to enjoy yourself? Can't you enjoy yourself by, I don't know... watching Britain's Worst Car Chases on on New Bravo or something. Mm. Nice. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to write that.
It sort of frustrates me, though, that I must have had 500 nights out in command, and that's never happened to me. What is it about you? What is it? Is it the round John Lennon specs? Is it the lacquer you've got in your hair? Is it the belt and braces?
I think it might. I think saw me as a target to subvert. I represented, the belt and buckles of society.
Very well, yeah. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you from?
I'm from East Yorkshire.
Oh, which part of East Yorkshire?
Near Hull, a place called Beverley.
Really?
Yeah.
You must have had some similar nights out in Beverley.
Well, actually, funny you should mention
I've gigged
Ellis.
In Hull, and there are some...
Yeah.
I'll call them rum characters.
Yeah, yeah. The first time I saw a lady doodah was in a club, and she was dancing in a birdcage. And I looked up, and that was, I thought, now I am a man.
Good grief.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Wow. Beverley.
Hmm. You should visit. You can see a fanny.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've got National Geographic for that, so I don't need to go all the way to Beverley. I just need to go into my kitchen.
Yeah, round the world.
Yeah.
Where can people see you, Ellis, if they
I'm
want
doing
to?
Two shows. I'm doing one called The Committee Meeting, which is set in a... Welsh Wickerman's Club, and I am the 100-year-old caretaker called Rex, and Chris Corcoran is the chairman, and all the punters are members. Mm. And we have an agenda, and it's a lot of audience interaction, and there's lots of sketches and videos, and we have a choir, and it's a lot of fun. That's at 1:30 at the Underbelly, the Wee Coo, and I'm doing stand-up in the Pleasance Courtyard at 7 p.m. at the Baby Grand. And both shows will knock your socks off to an extent. So don't turn up with socks.
Yeah, exactly. So flip-flops only, please.
Yeah, yeah, barefoot, I can handle that. Yeah, but socks, no way.
Mm, he's paying to mainly Indigenous people at the moment.
Yeah.
Good. Well, Ellis, thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
And it's the classic James handover, James to James, from Ellis James to James Acaster. Hi, James.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, pretty good. Sunny today.
It is sunny, not that you would know it from the hovel of a room that we find ourselves in. I've got to apologise,
like,
because this is, we're kind of part of the way through what is turning out to be a fairly intense Edinburgh for the Dave Weekly team. The reason you're here is you're doing a show.
Yes.
Prompt. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is fitting, really, because you were very much on time in prior to time today.
Nice and early here.
Yeah, exactly. There was a little bit of crossover. We like that. We like to see keenness on the Dave Weekly.
No problem. I was in the area.
Yeah. It was just convenient to swing by.
Yeah, yeah. I thought, I'll go there now.
So, I mean, is this a thing that's carried on through the show then?
Nope.
No, not at all.
It's got absolutely nothing to do with the show at all.
Great.
I just wanted to call the show a word I liked, and I like that word. It's got the MPT sound at the end.
It's a rare sound, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it looks nice. I decided that I was going to call the show a one-syllable word that I like, and so it got called that.
Mm.
That was it, really. I mean, I knew that there wouldn't be a theme, and there wouldn't be, like a running story or anything, and that I could basically... Also, most of the time, when I go to see an Edinburgh show, I never feel like the audience even remembers the title of a stand-up show, unless it is, like... something to do with the whole, the mince pie one from Rod Gilbert or something.
Yeah.
You remember that because it's all about it. But if it's not about something, people don't go afterwards, excuse me, but why did you call it that? I came here wanting to hear about you being on time for things or being prompted for stuff. So I just called it so I kind of approached it like bands name their albums.
Mm.
And they can name an album whatever they like, and very rarely do they get pulled up on it.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'll do that.
Some of the reviews that I've read kind of focus on the audience interaction of your shows. Is that something that you think is quite sort of crucial to their success then?
No. This show has a lot less audience interaction in it. I like doing audience interaction. And in the show last year, I wanted to experiment with it. So I was doing it a lot to kind of like get better at it and learn more about what I could do with it. But this year I've really been getting into writing routines and trying to draw out subjects as much as I can, and there's a lot more of that in the show and a little bit of talking to the audience, but it's kind of on my terms and they don't really get a say in where it goes afterwards and stuff. Personally, like, I don't want to have them involved too much on it, but I wouldn't discourage it either. I think if people get involved and it's in keeping with the spirit of the show, it's great when they're doing like the same kind of style of humour as you, and it's not malicious, and it's really nice. But when they kind of go and see a show like mine and then start heckling stuff that is like blue, for example, once they've done that enough times, it's affected the tone of the show, and it's quite hard to keep it on track for the original vision of it. And so that could happen quite a bit last year, and so this year I've kind of kept them out a bit more so I can just go on and go, this is what the show is.
Yeah.
And do the show. And none of them, so far, I haven't had anyone go, get your knob out or something like that. or just be able to kind of like go, right, no, we're going to go in this direction because that's what we want to see. Now I think if there's people there who would like to see a blue show or an offensive show or whatever, and they prefer that kind of comedy, I think they just sit there and get on with it and let everyone else enjoy it who wants to. And that, I feel, is more fun for me. It's on my terms.
So yes. James Acaster now in control.
That's... Oh yeah, big time. I enjoyed getting people involved, and there were some really genuinely really nice bits that feel a bit magical when you get people who are absolutely on board and get what you're doing.
Mm.
Last year, there's a good few people who really real highlights of the run who were in keeping with the show. But this year, so far, it's been more consistently enjoyable.
Mm. Well, that's good. Well, if you want to consistently enjoy, James, where can they see it?
8:15 at the Pleasance Courtyards in the Baby Grand.
Okay, and is it a nice room? Are people going to enjoy?
I very much like the room. Yeah, it's a porter cabin. It's one of the porter cabins, but it's a nice rectangular room. They get to sit on comfy chairs in a semicircle. So, yeah, it's very good.
So if you like comfy chairs and you're a fan of the semicircle, which let's face it, these days, who isn't?
Yeah, well, we're used to it since school, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. It kind of feels like a bit like an assembly.
Yeah.
I think that's nice.
It does, yeah.
Excellent. Well, do go and see James. And thanks for coming in and having a little chinwag with us.
I love it.
Lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, you too.
Bye, James.
See you later, mate. Bye.
TFI, the end of the show. Does that work? I don't know what the F stands for. I think it means fun. Yeah, despite it making little grammatical sense, let's go with that. Thank fun, it's the end of the show, because that's what we've had, isn't it? Isn't it? Good. There'll be more of the same next Wednesday when I'll be initiating vocalised communication with Lucy Porter, Max and Ivan, sketch group Jigsaw, and excitingly, the winner of Dave's Joke of the Fringe. And if you can't retain your excitement for that long, why not find us on the internet? Is that sounds about right. Whatever it is, it's at joindave.co.uk/podcast and subscribe to us on iTunes. Oh, and hit us some tweets too at @join_Dave and me at Ben Shires. Until then, toodles doodles. The Dave Weekly is a Pixiu production for Dave, hosted by me, Ben Shires, and produced by Joel Porter.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this? What is
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.